The history of slavery on Long Island is not well known. Neither is the fact that Native Americans were part of it, too. The Shinnecock Indian Nation in Southampton has worked hard to preserve its history and culture through many challenges over the years. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Shane Weeks is a proud member of the Shinnecock Nation, and he's learned a lot about his ancestry, including its ties to slavery. It's complicated. Shane has Native American, African American, and Scottish ancestry. He can trace back his Long Island roots for roughly 12 generations.
Here on Shinnecock, even we were slaves, right, back in the 1600s, 1700s, and you know, we worked on plantations. Some of us were shipped away or taken away. But for the most part, the ones that stayed here became more like indentured servants. But on paper, it would say employed, basically. But we would never really make anything off of it.
Because Native Americans and blacks were often enslaved and freed together on Long Island, intermarriage was common. Racial identity became complicated. Joyzetta Pierce is the director at the African American Museum of Nassau County.
A lot of blacks married Native Americans. They were not Native Americans themselves.
But the census did not necessarily reflect that. The United States conducted its first census in 1790. Only the head of the household was recorded, and the number of persons in it was described by gender, color, and either free or enslaved. By 1860, the census included an indication of I for Native American Indian.
Census takers were told to make the decision for themselves.
Mary Cascone is the Babylon Town historian.
So if you look darker than the white people that they know, they're going to list you as a person of color in whatever category.
For example, Cascone is having a tough time getting a historic marker for the old colored school number 6 building in North Amityville. She wants it made clear that both the children of freed blacks and Native Americans went there.
If we had been willing to just say, for students of color, slam dunk.
Again, it's complicated. The term colored was used to describe blacks and Native Americans, but Cascone can't find primary sources that specifically identify students at the school as Native Americans, even though their descendants have ties to the community. She bangs the table in frustration.
And now these families that are trying to confirm their Native American heritage and stuff like that are identified as African American, and it's very hard to separate them.
The documentation of mixed-race people is complicated. Linda Day is a professor of Africana studies at Brooklyn College. She says what really matters is self-identification.
A person of color living on Long Island in the 1890s is more than likely mixed with Native American, for sure. And if the people who are living now want to say, oh, they were Native American, they want to claim the Native American part, that's their right.
Shane Weeks is proud to be both Shinnecock and black. Despite his mixed heritage, Weeks says Shinnecock is not just his lineage, it's his nationality.
We're once, like, wanted to be wiped out, you know, like, so to say that we're Shinnecock and to be living here on Shinnecock, we always say, you know, we're this, that, and the third, but we're Shinnecock. You know, somebody asked who we're Shinnecock.
It's complicated. But what isn't complicated is that the descendants of Long Island slaves who have remained on Long Island will continue to search for information on who they are and where they came from. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The story was reported and written by Isabel Desolier, Andrea Keckley, and Megan Valley as part of a collaborative series produced by the Stony Brook University School of Journalism and WSHU.